All right, we kick off hour number two of Gwynn and Chris for a Tuesday. Welcome back to it, Chrisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Where tonight? Padres, Nationals, game two. Thanks to Spencer Newsbaum of the Washington Post. Excellent conversation there with him on the state of the Nats, who send former Padre Mackenzie Gore to the mound tonight against Adam Mazur. Sam Levitt's pregame show gets underway following our show at 5:30. We're going to get to the Daily Gambit here, Scrabe.
Yes,
but
we
I am. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place here, and I don't see a way out.
Oh, gosh. What is happening?
I don't see a way out. I'm in real difficulty.
When Chris gets quiet during breaks, I get worried because that's what he was last break.
This is difficulty. Do you see page two of today's rundown?
Oh, gosh.
You're not going to be made fun of.
Oh,
so
okay.
Go ahead and
all
look
right
at this.
Page two. Where
page
is
two.
Okay, I see. I'm looking at page two.
It says 2:35, Tony.
Yes.
In topic, Spencer Newsbaum, Washington
yeah
Post.
Yeah.
Do you see what's under that in green?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to
if
fix that, by the way.
All right. If something is written in green, that means that I, as the host of the show, have to read it. And in doing so, I usually have to put a little something behind it, make it sound good, make it sound a little better than maybe it even really is. It's a promotion. The reason I have to do that is because somebody is paying for that mention.
Yes, they are. Green means money.
Green means money, okay? So that's where my rock and a hard place is here. Because if you read what's in the green there, it is something that I absolutely railed against on this very show no less than 48 hours ago.
Well, that would have been Sunday, so.
Well, you know what I mean. In
yes,
the last
yesterday
couple of days.
Yesterday.
So if I read this, I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Ooh, so you want me to read it? Because I have no problem voting five times.
All right, I think you're going to have to read this, even though I'm supposed to read this, because as much as I want Jurickson and Fernando and Arise and Merrill and Suarez and anybody else you can name to be all-stars, in my heart of hearts, I think you should be an all-star if you deserve to be an all-star.
Yes.
Not because I tell you to vote for those people. So you're going to need to read it.
Okay. I get why you went there now, but I was really wondering where you were going.
I know you were worried for a minute.
Padres fans. Actually, let me start this over. Padres fans, let's make sure our Padres are represented in Texas at the All-Star Game. Jurickson Profar has a chance to be a starter. You can vote up to five times per day at Padres.com/All-Star. Voting ends this Thursday.
All right, you left
read
out Fernando Tatis and Luis Arraez, who also
I had
have
to remove
a chance
them
to be
from
all-star
their
starters.
Well, I don't think Fernando, I mean...
Well, Fernando's not going to be one now because he's hurt.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. By the way, I'm just watching this different camera angle of the Padres celebration last night.
From last night, yes.
Tyler Wade was fired up. That was awesome to see. He was like screaming behind Profar, let's go!
Yeah, let that, you can scream at him all you want.
Yeah,
just
no,
do not tackle the man.
He was not tackling.
When he's, got the knee injury. I did not...
You did not like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. You mentioned that the All-Star game is in Texas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's why we're doing the whole, like, wanted poster thing.
The World Series was in Texas.
Yes.
The World Series champions are from Texas.
Okay.
Do you know the one thing that the Texas Rangers are without? And they are the only franchise in baseball without it? Do you know what that is?
Is it?
It's a tough question.
It can't be a no hitter because Nolan Ryan probably did
that.
No,
it's nothing on the field.
Oh, it's nothing on the field?
No.
They have never hosted an All-Star game.
No, I don't know about that either.
Because they're outdoors before, so, I was thinking maybe the summer, midsummer classic wouldn't go there.
No, it's actually a little more problematic than that.
Oh, wow.
It is a problem the way I see it. Now, I am not going to make a major harangue about this, but I caught wind of this today. I think people around baseball either they have caught wind of it or they're catching more wind of it now. And I think the fact that the All-Star game is going to Texas is going to shed even more light on this.
What are you talking about?
29 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams are hosting a Pride Night this season.
Oh, okay.
During Pride Month, which is the month of June.
Yes.
The Texas Rangers are and have been the only franchise without a Pride Night.
Hmm.
Now, the Rangers say, for their part, they're committed to making everyone feel welcome at all games.
Doesn't sound like it.
They say, for their part, they've done a lot of work, and apparently that's backed up by people in the LGBTQ community.
Okay.
That the Rangers are out there. They are, you know, behind everything. They don't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? They're behind. They're supportive of it. And they have a lot of reason. You know, they show a lot of the... The problem is they don't have a Pride Night, and the team has been consistent with its response when they're asked about it. Quote, our longstanding commitment remains the same, to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball, in our ballpark, at every game, and all we do. For both our fans and our employees, we deliver on that promise across our many programs to have a positive impact across our entire community. You know what that answer is? A bunch of gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. That doesn't answer the question at all. So I'm throwing it out there.
What?
You know, because, well, the reason I'm throwing it out there is because baseball's coming there for the All-Star game, and don't be surprised if you hear a little bit more about this.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going. It took me a little bit.
Yeah. The All-Star game's going to go to Texas. Did the NFL not take a Super Bowl away from Arizona?
No.
Or was it a,
no,
what
no.
was that?
The MLB took an All-Star game away from Georgia for some reason.
MLB
I can't remember.
Did?
Yes, I don't
but
remember
something
why.
Something was taken away from Arizona by the NFL, and I thought it was for something like this. If you recall it, you know, throw something on the chat. Look, obviously, this doesn't sound like people are beating down the doors of the Rangers organization.
Because they are a private organization. They don't, I mean, if you really want to get down and dirty into the nitty-gritty, I guess because they are a private organization, they don't have to do this.
No, they do not.
It's not like a mandate by Major League Baseball. Now, could they do it? Yes. Would it hurt them? Probably not. And for people who are angry, or are celebrating the Rangers for this, what does it matter to you if they have one of those nights? There's 81 home games throughout the year. I don't get it. Like, as a former alcoholic, current alcoholic, not drinking anymore, I just don't really have time to worry about other people's stuff.
Seems so simple for the Rangers to get with everyone else in baseball and have a Pride Night. That's all that's being asked. And I think it's fair to ask.
Wow.
And I don't see a problem with the Rangers getting with the rest of baseball here. And there's a lot of political stuff that gets involved in this, too, and I really don't feel like going there.
Don't check the chat.
They're mad at me?
Yes.
They are mad at me.
They're celebrating the Rangers right now.
Okay.
I don't... Either way, I don't know why there's such a... Now that people are celebrating the Rangers and telling me I'm an idiot on the chat, I'll just go harder in the paint. But if you're concerned about someone else's choices, you need to look inward. I'm sorry. You do. Because it doesn't matter what they're doing. You focus on you. And I don't care if they have one or not. But to be like, the Rangers are the best team in baseball now. I'm a Rangers fan. Texas is the best. Well, then go to Texas.
Yeah. Well, Astros have one. So, you know, guess you'll have to go to a certain part of Texas. Ben Higgins, thank you, Ben. He said there was no Martin Luther King Day in Arizona, and that cost them a Super Bowl several years ago. All right. Look, I'm not trying to be popular here. I'm trying to do what I think would be right, and I don't really understand why the Rangers don't have a Pride Night there.
I think that's it's a fair thing because they're the only one who doesn't. So, and by the way, to the chat, I am not fighting it. Okay, I need to stop paying attention to the
chat.
Well,
just leave the chat alone.
Yes,
here's the bottom line here. We can have an opinion, and they can have an opinion.
That's true.
And nobody's opinion is right, nor is it wrong. I happen to have the microphone at the moment, so my opinion is the one being heard. I don't really understand the problem here.
I see. Roxanne says MLB is way too involved in social agendas. I personally kind of agree with that. I think baseball is baseball. But it doesn't bother me when they put on a night or a game or whatever. It doesn't bother me. Hope Springs Eternal. This is the name, Chris, on YouTube. So this person really is. It said, I'm out of here and will not listen to Chris again.
Don't really want you to.
Hope Springs Eternal. Where's the hope in that?
All right. We have created a hornet's nest, I guess.
Yes, you did.
I had a feeling.
You did.
I had a feeling this would. You know, I was going to go about this in a very, you know, kind of easygoing demeanor, but there's really no way to make your case without upsetting somebody.
That's true.
I think people that you're going to upset are mostly the ones trying to attach political stuff to it, and that's frankly not what I'm attempting to do here.
We weren't trying to do that.
All right. We'll take a break. Let it all settle.
Hold
on.
I got to move to Daily Gambit then.
I'll move the Gambit.
Give me a second.
We'll do it the next segment. And we'll bet on whether or not you and I are allowed to still be on
the
air when we come back.
All right. I'm ready.
After traffic on Gwen and Chris. All right. Nothing to see here. Nothing going on the program today. Kind of a quiet, uneventful day. 3:18 is the time, Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down at Petco Park. I bet he's glad he's down there right now. Scraby and I are in the studio where the chat continues to light up.
I just want to say, can everybody go back to normal? Because now we're offending people in the chat. Like, come on, people. Let's just, we are here for baseball. I didn't know Chris was going in that direction.
I don't understand why we are just so divided on everything to the point of hatred.
Yeah.
Don't really know why we're there.
Yeah.
Totally understand why people have differing opinions. Don't understand why that means we have to vehemently dislike each other.
Yes, correct.
That's my issue.
I like working together with people.
That's my issue. You know, so we'll move on. Into today's Daily Gambit, Scraby, which includes a recap of last night's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and Game 3 of the College World Series.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answer yes, segment, just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Maybe this is the wrong time to say this, Chris, but if you like our YouTube shows, hit the thumbs up button on the YouTube channel. This was in my notes before we talked about all this.
Please hit the thumbs
up.
Our YouTube chat right now.
The thumbs up, yes.
Sure, while you're busy screaming at me and everybody else.
Yes. Okay, let's go into it. Texas A&M and Tennessee last night. Both of us picked Texas A&M. Was this on the spread or was it just straight up?
It was. We got a run and a half, so we were victorious.
Texas A&M, so we were victorious because Tennessee won 6-5. Which
yeah.
We have in the Big Five, I have a question about a slide that happened during the game, I think in the seventh inning, that maybe is the best slide I've ever seen.
It was the difference in the ball game as it turned out.
Yes, the next one we did was over under 10.5 total runs in the game. You went under, I went over, and it was 6-5, so there was 11.
Went over.
It went over.
You got that.
Florida
one.
And Edmonton. Now, we both chose Edmonton, and Edmonton was a one, or they were getting 1.5 goals.
Yeah, so we won.
Yeah, we did, because Florida won the actual Stanley Cup, but they did not win the bet.
They won 2-1, but they did not cover.
And then over under 5.5 goals, I was feeling it. You were not. You were correct. It was under. It was only 3 goals. I said over.
Right.
The Edmonton goalie, number of saves, 19. The Florida netminder, as Chris said yesterday, 23. Both of us chose the Florida netminder.
Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky, that's why.
We were correct.
Then Washington and the Padres last night. Padres were -1.5 on the run line. You chose Washington. I chose the Padres. Padres won the game, but they did not win by 2 or more, so they lose the bet, and I lose the bet. Last one was Patrick Corbin. Over, under, 5 1/3 innings pitched on the night. You said over, I said under. I should have followed you because he went 7 innings.
First time all year.
I was looking at that second inning when Ha-Seong Kim just absolutely laid down one of the best bunts I've
ever
seen.
Beautiful move.
But I was looking at that second inning thinking, okay, he's going to go 3-4 innings. They're going to get him out of here. Easy win for the Padres. Nope, didn't happen that way.
No, I mean, after they got the 3 runs in the second inning, the Padres had exactly 1 more hit against Patrick Corbin. So, despite the victory last night, the Padres continue to struggle against left-handed pitching. And that will be tested again tonight. You ready
for tonight's
picks? I was 6-1 last night, by the way.
Oh.
After all that.
Oh, not to mention
not
I was
bad.
6-1.
Yeah, you were 4-3. So that's your last
not
night's
good
totals. Here we go for tonight. New York Liberty, Minnesota Lynx. These are two of the outstanding teams in the WNBA right now. Liberty's 15-3, the Lynx is 13-3. New York is home and favored by 5. Scraby. Liberty, Lynx.
I'm going to go Liberty.
You're going to give the 5.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
It's amazing how these commercials seep into our minds.
They do.
Forever.
Who do you choose?
Well, I'll take Minnesota for fun. They're having a good year. Nafisa Collier averages 20.9 per game for Minnesota. Brianna Stewart averages 19.7 for New York. Who's going to score more tonight? I'll say Collier of Minnesota.
Yeah, me too.
Scores more.
Did you say she scores 29 a game?
20.9.
Oh, 20.9.
Yeah, Stewart is 19.7. They're very close.
All right, I'm going to go with Stewart.
You'll go with Brianna.
Yes.
Washington Nationals are favored tonight over your Padres, Scrib, by 1.5 runs.
Probably Wait, the Nationals are?
Probably because it's Gore against Major.
Really? Mackenzie Gore gets that type of sway these days,
Well,
huh?
I just don't think Major gets the sway.
I'm going Padres.
You're going to take the 1.5.
Yes.
All right. I'll take the Nationals because the Padres are doomed to go back to 500, probably. I get everybody mad at me already, so I might as well say that now. Who's going to pitch more innings tonight?
Who do you choose?
Taking Washington. Taking the Nationals.
Wait, you're going to... That means they have to win.
By 2.
Yeah.
I know. Kyle Hendricks, Cubs, Adam Major, Padres. Who pitches more innings tonight? Kyle Hendricks is in San Francisco against the Gigantes.
They've been playing well.
We know where Major is. He's home to the Nationals. Who pitches longer tonight? Hendricks does.
I don't know. Didn't he get banished to the bullpen for a bit?
And he's back and pitching better.
I'm going to go Major.
Go Major.
I'm going to will him into some strikes tonight.
Throw some strikes, young man. Finally, Mackenzie Gore over or under 5.5 strikeouts against his former team tonight. Gore has 98 strikeouts this season.
Okay.
One of the top numbers in the National League.
I'm going to go... I think he's fired up. I'm going to go over.
I'm going to say over. He's a left-handed pitcher, isn't he?
Oh, duh.
Okay. There's our picks for tonight. We have a Chris's Fantabulous Sports game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. I think you're going to love the category today. We'll have some fun with that. I think you are in particular going to love the category today. I expect
really?
You to do well
okay.
in this.
I hope so, too.
Tony will be, of course, back with us from Petco Park so he can take you on. In the Fantabulous Sports game show.
I would like to say... This first, Chris. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. While you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, you can see what you missed. Click the Listen on Demand. If you missed a guest or if you missed 20 minutes ago, you can go back and listen to it. Download the free Odyssey app.
If you want to see why everybody's all upset for no reason, you can go back and listen.
We're moving on. I did bring
it up.
You
brought it up.
I did. That's not fair of me. Search 97.3 The Fan and tap earlier today to get started. All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we're not ready to go to break yet, Chris.
No, I know. We have a couple of baseball notes to pass along to you, not having to do with the Padres. Former Padre Chris Paddock finds his way to the injured list today.
Aw.
Yeah.
I've been cheering for him. I mean, why not?
I do. I don't know why you'd root against him, but some people do. Mets Starling Marte, he'll get a little injury list time. Has a bone bruise in his right knee. 10 days for him. And the Milwaukee Brewers, who just came into town and threw four consecutive right-handed pitchers against the Padres, have now got themselves a lefty. They have traded for former AL Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel.
What did they trade, like a half a box of pizza?
Full box.
Oh, he got a full box.
Full box
of
pizza goes to the Seattle Mariners. Keuchel was at AAA this year, 7-4. He's 36 years old. Keuchel is a two-time All-Star. Won four Gold Gloves and helped Houston win the World Series in 2017. This would be a hell of an acquisition by the Brewers if this were 7 years ago on the calendar. Instead, that's what they're getting. So
I always think, why is that guy not with a job? And it's probably because teams don't think he's good enough to have a job, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I have a great story, though, from Sammy Lev that I forgot to bring this up to you and Tony earlier. But Sammy Lev apparently found out, or Kevin Acey found out, how Donovan Solano became a Padre. This story is great, Chris. So Solano has known the hitting coach Victor Rodriguez on the Padres for several years. They lived near each other in Florida. I guess one day during spring training, Rodriguez got a call from Solano, but when he answered, he found out Solano had dialed him by accident, thinking he was calling his gardener, who is also named Victor.
Wait, what?
Solano wanted to call his gardener, but he ended up calling his friend and hitting coach of the Padres, Victor Rodriguez. So Victor picks up Rodriguez and is like, no, you're calling me. I'm the hitting coach, not the gardener, Donovan Solano. They chatted for a bit, and he brought him in. It got him a job. He said, he asked him, hey, do you have a job yet? And he said, no. And I guess the Padres were already talking to Donovan Solano's people, and this kind of put it over the top. It was essentially was going to come down to Solano or Tommy Pham, whose Tommy Pham's price remained much higher. Pham ended up signing with the White Sox, but it was Solano or Tommy Pham.
I'll take Solano. He's done a nice job for the Padres, and Peralta's done a pretty good job. Both of those acquisitions, neither of them is, you know, tilting the balance of power.
No.
But I think both guys have done a yeoman's job. Filling in and starting when need be. And I think for Peralta, it's probably going to happen quite a bit more often now that Fernando's hurt. I think you'll see Peralta out in right field. Not tonight because there's a left-hander on the mound.
I like Donovan Solano
Washington
more than I like David Peralta. I just don't.
Do you know what this signal means?
Is that lineup signal? Oh, okay. Hold on.
Good job.
He just did this for anybody who's in the camera. He just did like piano.
Tickled the ivories.
Tried to tinkle the ivories.
Luis Arraez is at first base. Profar left field. Manny third base. Jake Cronenworth cleanup second base. The just mentioned Donovan Solano will be DHing tonight. Jackson Maryland center. Ha Sung Kim. Shortstop.
Better be as his bobblehead night.
That's right. Kyle Higashioka and Bryce Johnson in right field again. So I think that's the same lineup they had last night.
Why not?
Right as back. They face another left-handed pitcher in Mackenzie Gore of the Nats. We'll take a break. Get ready to have some fun when we go to the Fantabulous Sports Game Show next on Gwen and Chris. Gwen and Chris, we're back at 3:36. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, where he's getting in position to take on Matthew. What is your middle name? Yeah, you don't have to give it to me, but give me an initial at least.
T.
Matthew T. Scraby.
It's a pretty good one, huh?
That sounds good.
Sounds official.
I do. I like that. I don't want to know your middle name. I just want to go with T.
It's a normal middle name, I'll say. I've said
Thomas?
It on the air before. Yes, it is Thomas. Huh. I'm named after my dad. I was talking to someone recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, when are you going to have Matthew Jr.? And I'm like, well, first off, I got to find someone to have Matthew Jr. with. So.
Got to find a Ms. Matthew
yes.
first.
And I said, I don't know if I would ever name a kid after myself. I don't think I could do it.
Well, we can ask Tony about that one of these days.
That's true.
He's done it.
Well, I guess Trey is Anthony.
Yes.
Yes.
Trey is. It's Anthony III.
And by the way, yes.
That's why he goes as Trey.
Trey.
Yeah.
And by the way, how crazy and how cool to have Tony Gwynn Jr. break down an at-bat to you like he did earlier with us. He was telling us a story about how his Trey asked him how he got so much power, Jerks and Profar.
Right, he was telling Trey how Jerks and Profar hit that ball to the fence last night despite being off balance in that at-bat in the 10th inning on the game-winning shot. Just a real quick thing on the middle names. My middle name is Gordon, which most people think is kind of a goofy middle name until I tell them why that's my middle name.
I've been the goofy guy who
said
this.
And then they feel bad for saying something.
Yes, yes.
All right. I was named after my uncle who perished in a car accident 2 weeks before I was born. So I think it's a nice honor to have his name as my middle name. But a lot of people look or leap before they look, as it were, Scrabe.
I can still remember the day that I started making... I was like, Gordy, being me.
Oh, I know. Gordon.
And you're like, do you know why I'm named Gordon? I was like, no, tell me. And then immediately shut me up.
That's right. All right. Are we ready for the game?
Yes.
All right. Traffic first. Tony in place. Fantabulous sports game show. You can play along.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, how are you? And welcome in to the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I'm your master of ceremonies and host, Chris Ellum.
The master of ceremonies can't get his mic to
No, the microphone is hopping all over the place
on
me.
Jumping up.
But, you know, you just make do with what you have to. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. will be the contestants today. You will be able to play along out there. I will give the category here shortly. The contestants will go back and forth naming what they hope to be correct answers. One at a time. If they get one right, that's a point in their favor. And if they get one wrong, they get a strike, three strikes, and you're out. Guys, I'm really excited about today's category. Felt like I worked hard on this.
Okay.
A lot of little different nuances to the category today.
Okay.
So you guys are going to have to pay attention. First of all, you know, with basketball now over, hockey over, College World Series, the whole college season's over. It's all baseball right now. So you're either a baseball fan or you're of the mind that it is time for football.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. It's time to start looking ahead for football. So I thought I'd get us in the mood for football. Today's category.
What is going on? Sorry.
There have been 20 different franchises to win the Super Bowl. 20 of the 32 franchises have won the Super Bowl. But only 13 of those 20 have won a Super Bowl game by more than two touchdowns.
Ooh-wee.
Said in another way, you're going to have to name the 13 teams that have won a Super Bowl game by 15 or more points. Now, here is the addendum. There is one team that did that four times. There are two teams that have done it three times. There are two teams that have done it twice, and the rest of the teams have done it once. You will get a point for every time the team you name has won a Super Bowl by 15 or more points.
Wow.
So there are a total of 22 points up for grabs. First player to 12 wins, or first player with three strikes loses.
Wow. Wow.
Are you guys clear?
Yes.
On the rules.
I like this.
And on the, category. All right, so today might be a little strategy in terms of who wants to go first. Scraby, you get the choice.
Because I'm a loser.
Because you lost last time and the time before that and the time before that. So you get the choice of whether you want to go first or not.
I'm going to go first.
I would go first if I were you. You not only now at this point want to name a team that won a Super Bowl by more than 15 or more points, but you'd probably like to name one that's done it multiple times.
This
Who are you
almost,
going with
this
here?
This is almost the cheat code, Chris, but I'm going to say the San Francisco 49ers.
You're going to say the 49ers.
Four of those big
They
bad boys.
Have three of those.
No!
So you get three.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I'm not wrong? Okay, thank goodness.
No, you're not wrong. You didn't get a buzzer.
Jeez.
But you get 3 points. They beat the Dolphins in 1984 by 22. They beat the Broncos 55-10. They also, as everybody remembers, beat the Chargers by
49-26.
So the 49ers do earn you 3 points. And it is now Tony's turn to guess a team that has won a Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns.
I mean, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
No.
You left it for Tony.
No!
The Cowboys beat the Dolphins in 71 by 21.
Mm.
They beat the Broncos by 17. And they humiliated the poor Bills twice. Once by 35, once by 17. That is a four-pointer. Tony Gwynn Jr. got it, and he takes a 4-3 lead. Now, there is still one franchise left that did it three times, and two that did it twice. Among the remaining possibilities.
What you got, Scrape,
your turn.
Well, it just hurts that the Cowboys were the ones that took me down even more
so. I haven't taken you down. You're just trailing, is all. Your turn.
I know.
Name a team that won a Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns. And again, 14 points is not enough. You got to win by 15 or more.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I know, and it would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You think that's more than 1 point?
It's 2 points.
It is. Very good. They beat the Raiders here in 2002.
And Patrick Mahomes.
And they beat the Patrick Mahomes a few years ago, 38-9, that score. The homies.
He's going to lose his homie to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So
Scraby goes up 5-4. He gets a two-pointer there. It is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. Who are you going with, Tony?
How about...
There's 10 correct answers left.
The Raiders.
God, Tony is really good at this stuff.
I keep forgetting that the Raiders were actually really good back
They were
day.
Good. Mm-hmm. They did it, and they not only did it once, they did it three times. They beat the Vikings.
Man, I thought this was a cheat code for me, and it backfired.
32-14, they beat the Eagles 27-10, and as the L.A. Raiders, they humiliated
That doesn't
the,
count.
Yes,
oh,
it does.
Indeed it does. The Raiders.
They beat the Redskins, and I can call them the Redskins because that's what they were then, 38-9. So Tony gets 3 points. He takes a 7-5 lead. There are still 9 correct answers left. 7 of the teams did it once. 2 of the teams... Let me see. Make sure here. I'm sorry. 1, 2... No, only one team did it twice that's left.
Okay,
everybody
good.
Else is once.
Or
you could, you could get a strike if you get it wrong.
You get a strike. It's all good.
Could get a strike. Scrape, you're up.
No, I got one. And
you got
it's
one.
The Seahawks. I can't remember if they did it twice, but I know that they beat the Broncos pretty bad.
2013, 43-8 was the score of that game. It was a beatdown, to be sure. Seahawks did it once, so that gives you a point. So no strikes on the board. Tony leads by a score of 7-6 with 8 correct answers remaining. No strikes yet. Tony.
If I'm not mistaken...
Oh, God, is he going to take the other one?
Yeah, I am, actually.
The other two-pointer?
Yeah, I'm going to take the other two. How about the Packers?
Super Bowls 1 and 2 were both blowouts.
The early ones was a beatdown.
They both were. Tony's tough. He's tough. He leads 9-6. Packers beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 1, 35-10. Beat the Raiders in Super Bowl 2, 33-14. So it is now 9-6 in favor of Tony.
Cheat code.
The cheat code is working in his favor.
You reversed the cheat code. You're Game Shark.
We have 7 correct answers remaining. Scraby, they're all teams that won exactly one Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns.
So
name one
it,
of those seven.
Is it 14 or more
no.
points? It
has 15
to be 15
or more.
Or more?
Correct.
Okay.
15 or more, player.
15 or more.
Seven
correct answers left.
The Indianapolis Colts win by 15 or more.
Are you asking?
I'm statementing.
Is that your guess?
Yes, the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts is going to cost you the game's first buzzer.
Tony.
I don't know if you're putting the buzzer in.
Bop, bop.
Bop, bop.
I want to hear the buzzer. It's not official. There it is.
Yep.
Colts won 2 Super Bowls. One of them was by 3 on a last-second field goal over the Cowboys. They were then the Baltimore Colts. The other one, they beat the Chicago Bears 29-17. Not enough.
Oh, I didn't.
In the rain, Devin Hester had the kickoff return at the beginning of that game. Anyway, that's an incorrect answer. Tony with a 9-6 lead, and your turn, Tony.
What do you say we go with, at the time, the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, the game here in San Diego was not close in 1987. The game was played in 88.
It was Detroit that got away from some from Buffalo, wasn't it?
Washington beat Buffalo, but not by enough.
15?
But they beat Denver 42-10.
I remember that.
So that was a beatdown. That's a one-pointer. Tony leads 10-6. Scrape.
Oh, yes, you are. This is very disappointing because I was almost positive.
You were feeling good on this category?
I was getting the four-pointer.
Feeling fine.
Sure.
Feeling great. Yeah. How are you?
Now, I'm not good, Tony. Thanks for asking. the Patriots obviously have won a ton of Super Bowls, but I remember a lot of their games being close. But okay. They have to have had one blowout game.
Right.
Patriots.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
The New England Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls.
They didn't win by 15 or more.
The most they won by in any of those games was 10 points. Over the Rams, 13-3. They had their
Tony's on his trash talk game today.
Tony's rolling. The Patriots' first 3 Super Bowl wins were all by 3 points.
I remember those.
They won the overtime game against the Falcons by 6, and they won on the Malcolm Butler interception. So almost all of their games were one single-digit games. They beat the Rams 13-3, a 10-point win.
Gosh.
Patriots is an incorrect answer. That is strike two. Did you play the buzzer?
Yes,
he did. I don't recall you playing it.
I did. You remember? You were too busy going womp womp womp.
There's the buzzer. All right, Tony. There are 6 correct answers remaining. You lead 10-6. Name a team that won a Super Bowl by more than 2 touchdowns.
I think the greatest defense of all time held, I believe it was, I can't remember his first name, Collins, New York Jets. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that's Baltimore Ravens.
New York Giants.
That's a good one.
The Ravens humiliated the Giants at the end of the 2000 season. Kerry Collins.
Yeah. Kerry. See, I was about to call him Doug Collins, but I knew that was a basketball coach.
That was the basketball player. Final score in that one, Baltimore 34, Giants 7. The only touchdown for the Giants was on a kickoff return for a score. I don't even remember the Giants getting a first down in that game.
I mean,
they might have gotten one, but that Baltimore defense was insane. Tony leads 11-6. There are 5 correct answers remaining, Scrabe. You're going to need pretty much all 5 of these here.
Here's another one that I thought was too close for comfort, but since I've already lost, I'm just going to go and say the Saints. I can't remember if it was 14 or 15.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, how are you? And welcome in to the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I'm your master of ceremonies and host, Chris Ellum.
The master of ceremonies can't get his mic.
No, the microphone is hopping all over the place.
It's
on me
jumping
here.
Up.
But, you know, you just make do with what you have to. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. will be the contestants today. You will be able to play along out there. I will give the category here shortly. The contestants will go back and forth naming what they hope to be correct answers. One at a time. If they get one right, that's a point in their favor. And if they get one wrong, they get a strike, 3 strikes, and you're out. Guys, I'm really excited about today's category. Felt like I worked hard on this.
Okay.
A lot of little different nuances to the category today.
Okay.
So you guys
like
are going to have to pay attention. First of all, you know, with basketball now over, hockey over, College World Series, the whole college season's over. It's all baseball right now. So you're either a baseball fan or you're of the mind that it is time for football.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. It's time to start looking ahead for football. So I thought I'd get us in the mood for football. Today's category.
What is going on? Sorry.
There have been 20 different franchises to win the Super Bowl. 20 of the 32 franchises have won the Super Bowl. But only 13 of those 20 have won a Super Bowl game by more than two touchdowns.
Ooh-wee.
Said in another way, you're going to have to name the 13 teams that have won a Super Bowl game by 15 or more points.
Mm.
Now, here is the addendum. There is one team that did that four times. There are two teams that have done it three times. There are two teams that have done it twice. And the rest of the teams have done it once. You will get a point for
Whoa.
Every time the team you name has won a Super Bowl by 15 or more points.
Wow.
So there are a total of 22 points up for grabs. First player to 12 wins, or first player with three strikes loses.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Are you guys clear?
Yes.
On
yes.
the rules.
I like
and
this.
On the,
I like this
on the category. All right, so today might be a little strategy in terms of who wants to go first. Scraby, you get the choice.
Because I'm a loser.
Because you lost last time and the
yes,
time before that
loser.
And the time before that. So you get the choice of whether you want to go first or not.
I'm going to go first.
I would go first if I were you. You only, not only now at this point want to name a team that won a Super Bowl by more than 15 or more points, but you'd probably like to name one that's done it multiple times.
This
Who are you
almost,
going with
this
here?
This is almost the cheat code, Chris, but I'm going to say the San Francisco 49ers.
You're going to say the 49ers.
Of those big
They have three of those.
No!
So you
mm-hmm.
get three.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I'm not wrong? Okay, thank goodness.
No, you're not wrong. You didn't get a buzzer.
Jeez.
But you
scary.
Get 3 points. They beat the Dolphins in 1984 by 22. They beat the Broncos 55-10. They also, as everybody remembers, beat the Chargers by
49-26.
So the 49ers do earn you 3 points. And it is now Tony's turn. To guess a team that has won a Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns.
Oh, man. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
No.
You left it for Tony.
No!
The Cowboys beat the Dolphins in 71 by 21.
Mm.
They beat the Broncos by 17, and they humiliated the poor Bills twice. Once by 35, once by 17. That is a four-pointer. Tony Gwynn Jr. got it. And he takes a 4-3 lead. Now, there is still one franchise left that did it three times and two that did it twice.
Mm,
among
Scrape.
The remaining possibilities.
What you got, Scrape,
your turn.
Well, it just hurts that the Cowboys were the ones that took me down even more
so. I haven't taken you down. You're just trailing, is all. Your turn.
I know.
Name
I know,
a team that
I know.
Won a Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns. And again, 14 points is not enough. You got to win by 15 or more.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I know, and it would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You think that's more than 1 point?
It's 2 points.
It is. Very good. They beat the Raiders here
mm-hmm.
in 2002.
In Patrick Mahomes.
And they beat the Patrick Mahomes a few years ago, 38-9, that score.
Patrick
so,
Mahomes.
The homies.
he's going to lose his homie to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So
Scraby goes up 5-4. He gets a two-pointer there. It is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. Who are you going with, Tony?
How about...
There's 10 correct answers left.
The Raiders.
God, Tony is really good at this stuff.
I keep forgetting that the Raiders like were actually really good back
They were
there.
Good. Mm-hmm. They did it, and they mm-hmm. not only did it once, they did it three times. They beat the Vikings.
Man, I thought this was a cheat code for me, and it backfired.
32-14, they beat the Eagles 27-10, and as the L.A. Raiders, they humiliated
That doesn't
the...
count.
Yes,
oh,
it does.
Indeed
no,
it does. The Raiders.
They beat the Redskins, and I can call them the Redskins because that's what they were then, 38-9. So Tony gets 3 points. He takes a 7-5 lead. There are still 9 correct answers left. 7 of the teams did it once. 2 of the teams... Let me see. Make sure here. I'm sorry. 1, 2... No, only 1 team did it twice that's left.
Okay,
Everybody
good.
Else
I
is
can't.
Once.
Or
you could, you know, you could get a strike if you get it wrong.
You get a strike. It's all good.
Could get a strike. Scrape, you're
up. No, I got one. And
you got
it's
one.
The Seahawks. I can't remember if they did it twice, but I know that they beat the Broncos pretty bad.
2013, 43-8 was the score of that game. It was a beatdown, to be sure. Seahawks did it once. So that gives you a point. So we no strikes on the board. Tony leads by a score of 7-6 with 8 correct answers remaining. No strikes yet. Tony.
If I'm not mistaken...
Oh, gosh. Are you going to take the other one?
Yeah, I am, actually.
The other two-pointer?
Yeah, I'm going to take the other two-pointer. How about the Packers?
Super Bowls 1 and 2 were both blowouts.
The early ones was a beatdown.
They both were. Tony's tough. He's tough. He leads 9-6. Packers beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 1, 35-10. Beat the Raiders in Super Bowl 2, 33-14. So, it is now 9-6 in favor of Tony.
The cheat code is working in his favor.
Cheat code. You're game shark.
We have 7 correct answers remaining. Scraby, they're all teams that won exactly 1 Super Bowl by more than 2 touchdowns. So name one of those 7.
Is it 14 or more
no.
points? It
has 15 to be
15
or more. Correct.
Okay.
15 or more, player.
15 or more.
Seven
correct answers left.
The Indianapolis Colts win by 15 or more.
Are you asking?
I'm statementing.
Is that your guess?
Yes, the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts is going to cost you the game's first buzzer.
Tony.
I don't know if you're putting the buzzer in.
Bop, bop. Bop, bop.
I want to hear the buzzer. It's not official. There it is.
Yep.
Colts won 2 Super Bowls. One of them was by 3 on a last-second field goal over the Cowboys. They were then the Baltimore Colts. The other one, they beat the Chicago Bears 29-17. Not enough.
Oh, I didn't.
In the rain, Devin Hester had the kickoff return at the beginning of that game. Anyway, that's an incorrect answer. Tony with a 9-6 lead, and your turn, Tony.
What do you say we go with, at the time, the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, the game here in San Diego was not close in 1987. The game
was
played in 88.
It was Detroit that got away from Buffalo, wasn't it?
Washington beat Buffalo, but not by enough.
15?
But they beat Denver 42-10.
I remember that.
So that was a beatdown. That's a one-pointer. Tony leads 10-6. It's great.
Oh, yes, you are. This is very disappointing because I was almost positive.
You were feeling good on this category?
I was getting the 4-pointer.
Feeling fine. Feeling great. Yeah. How are you?
Now, I'm not good, Tony. Thanks for asking. the Patriots obviously have won a ton of Super Bowls, but I remember a lot of their games being close. But they have to have had one blowout game.
Right.
Patriots.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
The New England Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls.
They didn't win by 15 or more.
The most they won by in any of those games was 10 points. Over the Rams, 13-3. They had their
Tony's
first...
On his trash talk game today.
Tony's rolling. The Patriots' first 3 Super Bowl wins were all by 3 points.
I remember those.
They won the overtime game against the Falcons by 6, and they won on the Malcolm Butler interception. So almost all of their games were one single-digit games. They beat the Rams 13-3, a 10-point win.
Gosh.
Patriots is an incorrect answer. That is strike 2. Did you play the buzzer?
Yes,
he did.
I kind of want to hear it again.
You playing it,
I did. You remember? You were too busy going womp womp womp.
There's the buzzer. All right, Tony. There are 6 correct answers remaining. You lead 10-6. Name a team that won a Super Bowl by more than 2 touchdowns.
I think the greatest defense of all time held, I believe it was, I can't remember his first name, Collins, New York Jets. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that's Baltimore Ravens.
New York Giants.
That's a good one.
The Ravens humiliated the Giants at the end of the 2000 season. Kerry Collins.
Yeah. Kerry. See, I was about to call him Doug Collins, but I knew that was a basketball player.
That was the basketball player. Final score in that one, Baltimore 34, Giants 7. The only touchdown for the Giants was on a kickoff return for a score. I don't even remember the Giants getting a first down in that game. They might have gotten one, but that Baltimore defense was insane. Tony leads 11-6. There are 5 correct answers remaining, Scrabe. You're going to need pretty much all five of these here.
Here's another one that I thought was too close for comfort, but since I've already lost, I'm just going to go and say the Saints. I can't remember if it was 14 or 15.
Against the Colts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With Drew Brees holding up his kid after the game.
Yeah.
Onside kick to start the second half.
I know. Surprise onside.
Yeah.
Tracy Porter was the guy who returned the pick six the other
pick
way
six.
To clinch
that's
the
right.
game.
Forgot about that play. But they didn't win by more than 14.
No, they didn't. They won by 14.
I knew it.
But,
it was like 31-16?
31-17, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's hear the buzzer. To make it official. And let's hear the music. This game is over. Three strikes and you are out. Tony Gwynn Jr. has won yet another fantabulous sports game show.
Thankfully, no one can actually see him right now on the camera.
Not today. No. Thankfully. 11-6 was the final score. There are five correct answers left.
I think
Tony,
I
do you care to try guess any of the other five?
He loves
doing this.
I think the Dolphins were one.
Dolphins beat the Vikings in 73, 24-7.
They did? Oh, yeah.
The Shula team. That was enough. There's four left. Tony, you want to see how many you can get?
Scraby already said Tampa, right?
Yeah, he said Tampa. Four teams left, if you want to try it here. You talked about the greatest defense of all time. There are those who would argue that this...
The Steelers?
Other team had the greatest defense of all time.
Steel Curtain?
The Steelers never, like the Patriots, won a Super Bowl by more than two touchdowns.
So they're Fergazi champions.
So the Steelers would be an incorrect answer also.
Who you got? I'm out of
The defense that I'm thinking of is the 85 Bears.
I don't know if they won by enough. I had the Bears
the
on
Patriots.
Here.
They beat the Patriots 46-10.
That was a good one.
That was
the year I was born.
That was the game the refrigerator scored a
touchdown. The refrigerator got in for a six. And you know what? And just a typical example of how people still hate no matter what, Mike Ditka got criticism for letting the refrigerator score and not having Walter Payton score in that game. So Ditka couldn't win by losing or lose by winning. The other three, Kansas City, way back when, under Len Dawson, beat the Vikings 23-7. Giants over Denver in Phil Simms' greatest game, 1986, 39-20. And the other team was John Elway in Denver beating Atlanta 34-19, a 15-point spread.
That was a good category, Chris.
It was an interesting category, and the finality of it is that neither the Patriots or the Steelers, who have won the most Super Bowls, were a correct answer.
That's pretty wild.
Both were incorrect answers.
They were not dominant Super Bowl winners. They were just Super Bowl winners.
Yeah. Well, I would take that, though.
I think at this point, Tony is the dominant Chris Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
He was today.
No, and he's always is. So.
All right. Yeah. Hope everybody enjoyed the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today.
Chris,
everybody but Scraby enjoyed the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hang with him, Scrape.
Chance for you to play some trivia next. Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973 will get you in.